driving home from Manchester, hands-free, for those people worried about that. And it's been a fascinating day on Twitter today, in amongst doing the day job, dipped into various interesting things. A couple of fascinating events happening in the Northwest that I've been following by hashtag. Keeping up with those, giving some feedback to the Audio Boot team in terms of where they go next, in terms of the next release, the application for iPhone, which I'm looking forward to. Dived headlong into a conversation about the joys of teletext and CFAX and bamboozle for those people that used to do that, or maybe that still do, and it looks like an interesting little project's going to fall out of that, which might see me doing some video interviews, podcasts, whatever, to contribute to a new social media piece of work, which I'm looking forward to. And the best result for me is I was going through my followers yesterday, and someone just started following me from the alcohol-free shop in Manchester. Never come across it, but thought it was very interesting. And dropped by, and I met with John Risby from the alcohol-free shop, and had a great chat with him about what he does, his business, the niche that they operate in, very successfully online and with a physical shop, physical presence in the Northwest. So I'm hoping that there might be more to follow on that one, because I think it's an interesting social media story, aside from being an interesting new and emerging market niche in itself. So it's been fun and interesting over and above the day job, which has been similarly fun and interesting and diverse today. So it's a good one. So the sun's shining. I'm currently in Modsley, and just about in a few minutes' time to lose all signal by hopping across the Pennines. So that's enough from me for now. Actually, just pulled over to finish this off and send it. The other thing that I forgot to mention was been watching Springwatch, this series, and fascinated not only by the programme but by Chris Packham's sneaky subliminal insertion of Smith's song titles into each of the programmes, and spotted something on the Media Guardian Twitter stream today where they were talking about the fact that he'd snuck 4 song titles into the show last night, when I knew that he'd snuck at least 6 in there. So was tweeted back to them, told them what they were, and within minutes it was on the Guardian blog post. I was quite chuffed with that as well. So it's been a good one. So I'm going to send this now. Cheers.